we think about missions, I want you to just think for a second. What do you think of when you think of missions? I think we could picture one of two ways. Either, oh, leaving the comfort to go into something I don't know, being miserable, eating different food, being away from my family, away from my home, and I could never do that. I'd be miserable. What about all my comfort? Or you could go to the, hey, I get to do new things. I get to have an adventure, go somewhere new, try new things, do things I've never been before. Just thinking about the call to missions, and Heidi's been called to leave her family, to leave her home church, to leave her country, and to go to a place where she has had the opportunity to get to know the culture and has come to love it, but it's one that's different to her. I want to read briefly from Jeremiah 29, and we'll be focusing in on one verse and just making a few brief applications today. And please turn to Jeremiah 29 with me. And God has brought Israel into captivity, and Jeremiah is going to present a letter to the captives and encourage and remind them of what God is doing. And I'm going to read from Jeremiah 29, starting in verse 1. Now, these are the words of the letter that Jeremiah the prophet sent from Jerusalem to the remainder of the elders who were carried away captive, to the priests, the prophets, and all the people whom Nebuchadnezzar had carried away captive from Jerusalem to Babylon. This happened after Jeconiah the king, the queen mother, the eunuchs, the princes of Judah and Jerusalem, the craftsmen and the smiths had departed from Jerusalem. The letter was sent by the hand of Elisha, the son of Shaphan, and Gemariah, the son of Hilkiah, whom Zedekiah, king of Judah, sent to Babylon, to Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, saying, "Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, to all who were carried away captive, whom I have caused to be carried away from Jerusalem to Babylon. Build houses and dwell in them. Plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives and beget sons and daughters, and take wives for your sons, and give your daughters to husbands, so that they may bear sons and daughters, that you may be increased there and not diminished. And seek the peace of the city where I have caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it. For in its peace you will have peace. For thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, do not let your prophets and your diviners who are in your midst deceive you, nor listen to your dreams which you caused to be dreamed. For they prophesy falsely to you in my name. I have not sent them, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord, after 70 years are completed at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word toward you and cause you to return to this place. For I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says the Lord, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a hope. Then you will call upon me and go and pray to me, and I will listen to you, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. I will be found by you, says the Lord, and I will bring you back from your captivity. I will gather you from all the nations and from all the places where I have driven you, says the Lord, and I will bring you to the place from which I caused you to be carried away captive." I'll go ahead and stop there. There's more to that letter, but I want to just zero in on a few applications from the passage today as we think especially about missions. Now, you might be thinking, well, they didn't go like, hey, let's go to Babylon and let's go ahead and reach out to the people and tell them about the Lord and how good he is. No, this was actually because they hadn't been trusting the Lord. They were carried away in a captivity and they were in a place where they didn't want to be, a place away from home, a place away from what they were accustomed to, a place where they were probably miserable. And I'm just thinking about, okay, just like going to another country where things are different, you don't want to just stay miserable there. You want to assimilate. And God is telling them, build houses, dwell in them, plant gardens and eat their fruit. Take wives, keep having a family and continue to, okay, because we're not going to die out as a nation here. God's still got his people, but he wants them to multiply and to increase their influence, not diminish it. And then he says in verse 7, and seek the peace of the city where I've caused you to be carried away captive, and pray to the Lord for it, for in its peace you will have peace. As captives, I'm thinking, what? Like, let's pray for armies to come in and destroy the people and we'll escape. And one big application I want to make from this today is that we can serve the Lord where we are. We should serve the Lord where we are. That's not to say don't go, and God calls people to go, and I think that's an important thing to consider, especially as the Lord says, go ye therefore and make disciples of all nations. And he says, you'll be my witnesses in all Judea and Samaria and the ends of the earth. So it's not just right here at home. But he says to go. But for some of us today, that will be going out this door and going into our community and serving God right here where we are. And some will be going to the ends of the earth. And I'm not saying that Danville is our Babylon, but we're here in this world right now, and our citizenship is in heaven, but we are temporarily residing in this world. And we can hide away to ourselves, try to keep to ourselves, keep comfortable, and stay away from anybody out there. But even here in Babylon, in the midst of their captivity, the Lord is telling them to go out, to be part of Babylon, to make a difference, to have an influence. I'm going to kind of piggyback off that last lesson you were sharing in Sunday school this morning about even being in the job where it's like, well, I don't want to be here. And I'm sure even now your heart is, well, I wish I was in Lima today so I could start my ministry there. And God has a purpose for you as you travel to church after church, as you remain at home for now in the next few months, hopefully we'll be all. And I can just imagine the desire of where you want to be versus where you are right now. And we wrestle with that in the midst of, well, I'm ready to be home with my Lord and Savior versus being here now. But God has us where we are right now for a purpose. And God had them in Babylon because of exiling them because they weren't trusting him. But he was saying, you're going to be here for the 70 years, but it's not going to be wasted. I'm going to do something with it. And I want you to trust me in the midst of it. I want you to follow me in the midst of it. And I want you to increase your influence in the midst of it and not diminish it. That's a challenge to us as we are here. To recognize that what we're doing, everything matters. We are the church in Danville, and we have the chance to influence Danville and everywhere we go. I appreciated that Heidi talked about every single one of her relationships. She can have kind of an informal, but she has a chance to disciple. She has a chance to talk about who God is, to influence others, and to progress them in their relationship with God. At least that we can set as a goal, because God loves people and God has a plan for everyone. It's interesting, we started out Jeremiah 29. He talks about how God carried them away captive, but it was God who did it. Even though Nebuchadnezzar and Babylon were the instrument, God was ultimately in control. And God's in control of where we are now. God's using us where we are now if we will faithfully follow after him. That might mean, not in this context. I mean, when I served in short-term missions in Japan, I had to eat some rotten beans and stuff. And hopefully we won't have too much of that. I don't know what challenges Heidi may face in that way. But we get our challenges along the way. What will I have to do? What might not be comfortable? What would I have to do to serve the Lord and to come alongside others, point them to the Lord and serve him? Let's be challenged together to make the most of where we are. We don't know where we'll be tomorrow. Most of us may not be called into missions, but if you are thinking about going to missions, don't wait. God wants to use you here so that he can prepare you for where you will go next. Heidi talked about how God prepared her along the way. So we serve God where we are, not to be centered and focused only there. But as God brings us to the next step, if God tells us to go, we're only able to go because we've already been serving the Lord and we've already seen his hand as he uses us. And we can be used by God here in Danville and see his work and serve the Lord for what's most important. I'm thinking of Romans 1:16. We've kind of started the year emphasizing that, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation to everyone who believes, the Jew first and also to the Greek. It's the basis by which I am saved. It is the basis for salvation for our community. It is the basis of salvation for the world, because Jesus said, it is finished, and he paid the price on my behalf, in my place. And that is the basis which I can take the gospel to others and proclaim salvation in his name. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for the hope that is in the name of Jesus, that all who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. I thank you for the truth that they cannot hear except by the word of God, that by your word, and that you do that by sending us to go. And Lord, you say how beautiful are the feet of those who go, especially how beautiful are the feet of Jesus who brings that good news. And then we are commissioned to go and take that to a world and continue to be your hands and feet. Lord, help us as we do so, burden our hearts for the message that matters more than anything else, that in any context of the day, whatever task we're fulfilling, Lord, that we would ultimately have the goal of holiness and of proclaiming Jesus, because that's the world's most important need. Thank you for fulfilling that in us, for helping us to know you, and we just ask that you would lead us on to serve you with this life that we have, and to serve you with all of it, holding nothing back. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's go ahead and stand together and close with Only One Life. Thank you.